The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week, Green Party MP Tiano Tuiono placed his Restoring Citizenship Removed by the Citizenship Western Samoa Act of 1982 bill in the parliamentary ballot. The bill sets out to restore justice and citizenship to Samoans who were, before the Citizenship Western Samoa Act of 1982, treated as natural-born British subjects under New Zealand law. The Green Party has said that the bill is a step in the right direction for better protecting Pacifica communities under New Zealand law. I spoke to Tuiono about the bill and how we can better protect Pacifica communities and why we still have a long way to go in restoring justice even after the government's Dawn Raid apology in 2021. I started by asking him what the bill is about.
Tolofa, so what this bill is about is it's about making the Dawn Raid apology more meaningful. When we were going through that apology, there are a number of other issues that keep cropping up as well. So the first thing I would like to see is, of course, to stop the actual Dawn Raids, because what we found out earlier this year, that Dawn Raids were actually continuing. So apologising for something and continuing to do it, not cool. That needs to stop, and there is a review happening which hopefully will action that. Number two, the other thing that we're pushing for is an amnesty for overstayers as well. So we're going to continue to push for that. That's what the community is asking for us to do as well. But the other thing, and this is where this bill comes in, was recognising the history of how citizenship was removed from Samoans who were residing in New Zealand. And so just a little bit of a history, quick history lesson here is that in Whale Mai Le Sa, a Samoan who was residing in New Zealand was about to be deported, but she said that she could not be deported because she was actually a New Zealand citizen. And her case went all the way to the Privy Council and she won. And the basis of that argument was when New Zealand citizenship was established, and just as a reminder here, the relationship between New Zealand and Samoa, during World War One, New Zealand occupied and administered what was then known as Western Samoa. The Americans occupied and administered what is now known as American Samoa. And so New Zealand was administering Samoa in sort of like a colonial role on behalf of the British Empire at that particular time. So the argument was, when New Zealand citizenship was established, when we stopped becoming officially British citizens, became New Zealand citizens, then that would also apply to Samoans. And that argument went all the way to the Privy Council, and Whale Mai Le Sa, she won that case. And so that was in 1982. The New Zealand government didn't like that, and then passed them some legislation to take away the New Zealand citizenship rights of Samoans living in New Zealand. There was a massive push to actually get that turned over, and there was a petition. About 90,000 people signed on to that petition. Didn't get over the line. Then, of course, we had recently, a couple of years ago, the Dawn Raids apology, and this is still on the books within Parliament, and I think would make the Dawn Raids apology more meaningful if we were to remove this incredibly racist piece of legislation from the statute books. So a bit of a history lesson there.
And so how will restoring justice to an older generation of Samoans through this bill impact future Samoa New Zealander communities?
I see this as part of doing the right thing. It's about acknowledging what was done, in particular to that older generation of Samoans, our elders. We did some research, and there is around about less than 5,000 people, probably a lot less than that, who this would actually impact living in Samoa at this moment, but also acknowledging that there are other pathways for people to get their citizenship. But the shameful thing for New Zealand is that this piece of legislation is still on our statute books. It specifically targeted Samoans and took away their citizenship, which was recognised by the highest court in the land at that time, 1982, at the Privy Council. So they removed that as well. So it's about acknowledging what was done wrong, and we started that with the Dawn Raids apology. But it's so important to take this piece of legislation off the statute books because it is so racist, and also to create a pathway for that generation if they want to have their citizenship restored.
So given this legislation that's still in our New Zealand law, as well as independent investigations showing that immigration dawn raids targeting Pacifica communities are still happening in New Zealand this year, why are dawn raids and racism against the Pacifica community still looked at as a thing of the past in a lot of people's eyes?
Well, that's the thing, it isn't. I think it's really important to sort of see the connections for what happened in the past and, you know, going all the way back to the colonial rule of New Zealand of Samoa and how that kind of ripples through to our present day as well, and also acknowledging how poor that relationship has been. I remember in 2003, then my Prime Minister, Helen Clark, apologising to Samoa because of the appalling administration of New Zealand during that time. And so I think it's important to recognise the full arc of history and our connection to that. I think it was a mistake to actually say, well, the dawn raids were a thing that happened at this particular point in time and it's got nothing to do with us now, so we're apologising for past things. We have to recognise that as a part of the arc of history of Pacific peoples within Aotearoa.
Do you see the dawn raids apology from Jacinda Ardern's government in 2021 as performative?
I saw the dawn raids apology as a step forward, as something that was necessary and that needed to happen, but it can be more meaningful and more fulsome if we have an amnesty for overstayers, we remove this racist piece of legislation from the statute books, we create good pathways for residency for Pacifica peoples, and really look at things like Pacific visa waiver access, which actually the Prime Minister of Samoa and the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands has called on New Zealand to do.
And so looking forward, how do we shape policy to protect our Pacifica communities while also recognising the diverse range of experiences and histories across different nationalities and without generalising really complex and unique stories?
I think it's really important to sort of see our part in the region, see our place in the region. Now, Aotearoa is a Pacific country in the South Pacific. This is where we are geographically placed. This is where, and there is a history beyond the establishment of New Zealand as well, the history of traditional navigation between Pacifica peoples, the connection between tangata whenua and tangata moana. And so I think it's important to place ourselves here, to recognise our place in the region and, of course, in the world as well. And it is through that lens that I think we should be viewing things like immigration settings amongst a whole range of other sorts of issues. And I think that would be the best thing for Aotearoa and also for the region. We get a lot of our pull on the international stage because of our perceived influence in the Pacific, but that has to be more than just performative, right? We've got to walk the talk. If we are going to be part of a family of Pacific nations, well, actually, what does that mean? It's about recognising those historical connections, recognising that actually geographically we are literally in the Pacific, and making sure that those relationships with our relatives and our neighbours in the Pacific is an essential part of that.
What else will the Green Party do to further protect our Pacifica communities under New Zealand law?
So there's a lot of issues that we've been pushing on over the last few years as part of this parliamentary term, protection of workers' rights. I'm sure a number of us saw a number of the Tongan workers from the RSC scheme who were stranded on top of the roofs during the floods out across the Hawke's Bay and Napier as well. Making sure that when workers come here, that they're protected, you know, that they've got good quality warm places as well, and there's ways for them, for their families, to actually visit them as well. And if they're going to be here season after season after season, it's important to have pathways for residency so that when people come here, they can come here in a good way. So that's something that we'll continue to push on as well. An amnesty for overstayers, I think, is essential. I wanted to see that as part of the dawn raids apology. But there is still time to actually push up and make sure that that happens as well. That is something, when I talk to Pacifica communities, that they would like to see as well. And more so as linked to what happened with the dawn raids as well. So lots of different things. The other thing that I would say, and it's not necessarily about Pacific people within Aotearoa, but Pacific people across the region as well, that there is always that geopolitical tension playing out in the Pacific. We have on China on one hand and America on the other, and trying to figure out what our role is. And I think our role is about making sure that we have those strong relationships with different Pacifica countries. And it's about, you know, if you hear the phrase thinking global, acting local, well, I think we can think regionally and act locally. And that is what I see our part in, is actually really recognising and leaning into that relationship of where we are in the Pacific, that history. And I think of movements like the Nuclear Free and Independent Pacific, who actually were pushing out on nukes on one hand, but then also supporting independence movements across the Pacific. This is really important history. This is a really important way to look at how we are within the Pacific. And I think we should just continue to lean in on that and to remember that and to use that as a way to sort of think about how we navigate ourselves as people in Aotearoa within the wider Pacific region.
And so speaking more on the Pacific partnership aspect of that and working together regionally, is that a big part of the Green Party's policy moving forward when addressing issues such as climate change and international relations, being more involved with the Pacific and working together there?
Yeah, supporting Pacific-centred foreign policy is really important. Not sure if AUKUS is on the radar for a lot of people. This is the military security deal, which will see Australia get nuclear submarines, 8 of them, to the tune of $360 billion plus as well. And Australian Greens have been very, very vocal on this. They'd rather that money be spent on housing and that kind of stuff as well. And I agree with our good friends in the Australian Greens as well. And that is a part of America's wider containment strategy for China within the region. And of course, Australia always tends to go along with whatever the US wants as well. So my thing is, well, what's our part in that? Well, I don't think we should have anything to do with AUKUS, either the nuclear part. We can't with the nuclear part, but also what they're calling the non-nuclear part as well. And the reason I say that is because it's recognising that historical context, the geographical context about who we are as people living within Aotearoa. Well, we're opposed to nukes, and I think we should also be supporting the independence of the Pacific. And militarisation of the Pacific is not a good thing. The number one thing that we should be all working on together in the region will not be helped by militarisation. It will be helped by demilitarisation. We should be all collectively focusing on climate change. This is the big issue of our time. The Pacific Island communities have been on the front lines of climate change for a very, very long time, and that front line has actually moved over to us. We can see that with all the intensive weather events and the impacts that happened in Auckland and, of course, in Napier and Hawke's Bay and so on and so forth. This is what we need to be focusing on, and militarisation does not help that.
That was the Green Party's Tiano Tuiono speaking to me about better protecting Pacifica communities and making amends for Dawn Raid wrongdoings. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the beat.